I think we'd like to get started.
Je pense que nous voulons commencer. Si vous prenez place après avoir pris votre café, ce serait fantastique. Merci. Merci. Bonjour, je m'appelle Hélène Doucet, avec mes collègues Annick Chavrier qui est à ma droite. Nous sommes du comité de planification de l'Université McGill et nous voulons vous souhaiter la bienvenue à cette édition 2013. Nous voulons remercier particulièrement nos cohorts et partenaires cliniques de l'Université du Centre de santé McGill, de l'Hôpital général juif, de l'Institut de santé mentale et de l'Hôpital Sainte-Marie. Merci beaucoup de l'appui que vous nous avez apporté aujourd'hui.
Joined us via webcast. This is a record number for this event, and we would like to sincerely thank all of you for your participation in today's program. The title and theme of this year's conference is Strengths-Based Nursing, Practice, Education, and Leadership.
Bon matin. Mon nom est Annie Chevrier et avec ma collègue Hélène Doucette, nous aimerions vous souhaiter la bienvenue au nom de nos partenaires, le Centre universitaire de santé McGill, l'Hôpital Douglas, l'Hôpital général juif et le Centre hospitalier St. Mary's, ainsi que les membres du comité organisateur à l'édition de l'exploration infirmière 2013 des soins infirmiers de l'école Ingram de l'Université McGill. Le titre de cette conférence et le thème de cette conférence est « Les soins infirmiers basés ou fondés sur les forces dans la pratique, en éducation et dans le contexte de leadership ». Aujourd'hui, nous sommes plus de 500 participants et participantes à nous retrouver au Palais des Congrès, ainsi que plus de 150 participants qui se joindront à nous via vidéoconférence à travers le Canada. Ceci est un nombre record pour cet événement annuel et nous vous remercions de nous avoir appuyés et participés en si grand nombre.
The theme of this year's event is a tribute to the seminal work and scholarship of Dr. Lori Gottlieb, who recently published her book entitled Strengths-Based Nursing Care, Health and Healing. Today, we will be afforded the unique opportunity to hear from world-renowned nurse scholars and expert clinicians about strengths-based nursing and how it can fulfill the nursing's mandate of health and healing for the individual and the family, but also how it can enhance our own professional identities in practice, education, leadership, and research.
Le thème de cette conférence est un hommage au travail de recherche de Dr. Lori Gottlieb, qui a publié récemment un ouvrage intitulé « Strength-Based Nursing, Care, Health and Healing ». Aujourd'hui, vous aurez l'opportunité d'entendre des infirmières, chercheurs de réputation internationale vous entretenir sur l'approche basée sur les forces et comment celles-ci peuvent contribuer au mandat des soins infirmiers à guérir et à la guérison. De plus, nous allons découvrir ensemble, durant cette journée, comment cette approche peut enrichir la pratique professionnelle, tant au niveau de notre pratique clinique, le leadership et la gestion, l'éducation et la recherche, et ainsi que de nous mobiliser pour une action plus globale. Nous aimerions remercier nos généreux commanditaires pour leur support pour cet événement annuel. Et nous vous invitons aussi, tout au long de la journée, durant les pauses, à vous joindre à leur kiosque pour visiter tout au long de la journée. Alors, je vous remercie.
We would like to sincerely thank all of the members of our advisory committee who have dedicated their time, expertise and energy in making today's event a success. We would also like to recognize and thank Lisa Lipowski and her team for their organizational skills and guidance in planning this conference. I now have the pleasure of introducing our Associate Dean and Director, of the Ingram School of Nursing, Dr. Helene Ezer. Dr. Helene Ezer is Associate Professor, Associate Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, and she is the Director of the Ingram School of Nursing at McGill University. She completed her undergraduate and master's studies in nursing at McGill and her doctoral studies at the University of Montreal. She worked as a staff nurse and a head nurse in medical units in Montreal and Toronto, and has been an educator in hospital, college, and university nursing programs. She took a key role in the development of a course structure for the school's undergraduate program that reflects the main elements of the McGill model of nursing. She was responsible for the development of the McGill's Direct Entry Master's Program in Nursing, which is the only one of its kind in Canada. She reworked the structure of the master's program to allow master's candidates to tailor their program of study to an area of their interest, and was instrumental in developing the nurse practitioner programs of study at McGill. Dr. Ezer's clinical research has focused on patient and family adjustment to cancer and to other chronic and life-threatening illnesses, with additional research work in the field of interprofessional education and practice. Dr. Ezer sits on a number of committees in the Faculty of Medicine. She co-chairs the Table en Soins Infirmières of the McGill-Ruiz and sits at the Crepic Table in Nursing on the Nursing Executive Committee of the McGill University Health Center. She is a member of the boards of Ferrazzi, and she also sits in the forum of the University Deans and Directors of Quebec. She is actively involved in the integration of new faculty to the research and educational missions of the School of Nursing, and in supporting the development of the McGill Academic Nursing Network. As part of the Nursing Network's activities, the three partners, McGill School of Nursing, Jewish General Hospital, and the McGill University Health Center, have created the McGill Nursing Collaborative to achieve clinical research in nursing. This partnership is now supported by the Newton Foundation.
I think just having that as a framework, a strength-based approach as a framework, is, I think, critically important in these times, because we are faced with an exploding population in my particular population that I work with. The resources are shrinking. I think nursing is being tremendously challenged at this point in time. And I think as we go through our day and we're overworked and under-resourced, I think it's critically important that we have a framework that we can come back to really stop and think, what is it that we're here to do? Who do I need to be doing that with? And I think being able to really step back and understand what is my focus when you're feeling as though you're losing that focus just because it's so the numbers are so overwhelming. So I think it's being able to have that sort of backbone to sort of back you up when you're thinking, how am I going to decide what it is that I'm here to do today, and how is it that on the individual family level or on the population level that I'm going to be able to really make a difference.
Il me fait grand plaisir de vous souhaiter un bienvenue à cette conférence. My name is Helene Ezer, as I've just been introduced in this lengthy announcement. But this is a very important event for us. The numbers that of nursing explorations has increased every year for the last 7 years. And this really is a reflection of the commitment of nurses to their profession and to providing thoughtful, personalized care to their patients and to their families. This year, the conference will focus on strengths, a concept that is fundamental in our own model of nursing and in how we see our practice profession, whether or not that is at the bedside or in our interactions with individual peers or colleagues or at the decision-making tables at which we sit. Aujourd'hui, ici, nous sommes enfin dans le processus de cortiquer comment reconnaître et mobiliser les forces et les capacités de chaque individu, ce qui leur permet de faire face aux défis de la maladie. Dans ce processus, nous allons porter notre regard à la fine pointe de la pratique. Nous allons partager la nature de conversations qui permettent les personnes avec qui on travaille de se sentir respectées, valorisées et impliquées dans les soins qu'elles reçoivent. Nous allons aussi partager les situations complexes et souvent difficiles qui remettent en question notre façon usuelle de procéder. The in-depth attention to interactions between nurses and patients that promote healing and growth captured Dr. Lori Gottlieb's inquisitive mind and triggered a sustained journey in understanding nursing expertise. Throughout this process, Lori has had an exceptional capacity to stay focused on her goal, regardless of illness and despite diversity. She brought together a community of experts and has described, analyzed, and documented their practice in the making of her book, Strengths-Based Nursing Care. This was an enormous undertaking on the part of many, but without Lori's vision and perseverance, this book would never have been written, and the wisdom in it would never have been shared. I thank you, Lori, for your seminal contribution to the profession. Strengths-based care is taking its place as a classic in the nursing literature. Maintenant, je vous invite d'accueillir le Dr. Lori Gottlieb et je vous souhaite tous une excellente journée. J'espère que les discussions soient une source d'inspiration et une affirmation du progrès de notre profession. Merci à vous tous.